With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran and Hezbollah are escalating attacks on Israel as a wider fight over energy and infrastructure sharpens the war. Today, Iran warned it would close the Strait of Hormuz immediately if the U.S. attacks Iranian power plants. President Trump late yesterday set a 48-hour deadline to reopen the strait. Iran's parliament speaker warns that Tehran would also target regional energy and desalination sites in retaliation. The Trump administration wants to limit state power when it comes to regulating artificial intelligence. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a new policy framework, the White House says it wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. Across the country, state governments have forged ahead on their own AI regulations as civil liberties and consumer rights groups lobby for more rules to govern the powerful technology. But the tech industry and the White House argue that a patchwork of rules would hurt growth and innovation in the sector. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Cuba is in the dark again. The power grid there has collapsed for a third time this month.
The outage comes as the communist regime battles with a decaying infrastructure. Cuban leaders also face a U.S.-imposed oil blockade. The state-owned Cuban Electric Union reports a total blackout across the island without giving cause for the outage. Cuban authorities say they're working to restore power.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Nearly 90,000 bottles of a children's pain reliever have been recalled due to reports of particles and other possible contaminants. The Food and Drug Administration posted an online notice about the recall of Taro Pharmaceuticals' children's ibuprofen oral suspension. The medication comes in a berry-flavored formula for kids as young as two. This is SRN News. Muslim parents and several Islamic private schools are suing Texas leaders over a private school voucher program they say blocks them because of religion. The state says schools associated with the accreditation company Cognia had hosted events organized by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. That Muslim civil rights group was recently designated a terrorist organization by the Texas government, and any affiliates would be ineligible for a voucher. The U.S. State Department has not designated CARE a terrorist group. The Pew Research Center has released a new study of religious diversity around the globe, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on Earth, it's number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. The least diversity is found in the Middle East. This is SRN News. Cigarette smoking in the U.S. has significantly decreased, correspondent Ron Taylor reports.
Cigarette smoking reached a historic low of about 9.9% among adults in 2024, down from 10.8% in 2023. This marks the first time smoking rates have fallen to single digits. The decline reflects ongoing effort by public health officials to reduce tobacco use and reach a goal of lowering adult smoking rates to 6.1% by 2030.
Despite the decline in cigarette smoking, approximately 25 million adults still light up. In NBA news, Kevin Durant passed Michael Jordan for fifth on the NBA's all-time scoring list last night. The 37-year-old is already looking ahead, saying, quote, four more to go. Durant scored 27 points in Houston's win over the Miami Heat to move past Jordan. He was the second overall pick in the 2007 NBA draft. This is SRN News.